You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 477, covering week 32, August 3rd through 9th, 2026. The Kakehashi project is developing a translator that enables the execution of macOS executables in Mach 0 format built for the ARM64 architecture on Linux systems with the ARM64 architecture. macOS code is executed natively without JIT compilation or emulation, using only system call substitution for libsystem and exception handling. The main goal of the project is to enable the execution of command line utilities built for macOS on Linux. The code is written in Rust and is distributed on the Apache 2.0 license. At the current stage of development, the project demonstrates running 7-zip, 7zz, and curl utilities compiled for macOS, as well as running test builds with the Clang compiler. System call translation is implemented entirely in user space. When testing compression with 7zz, the performance of running macOS builds lags behind the native Linux build by a factor of 5.2, 118 seconds versus 22.5 seconds. Shotcut 26.8, a video editor developed by author of the MLT project and using that framework for video editing, has been released. Support for video and audio formats are implemented via FFmpeg. Plugins implementing video and audio effects compatible with FreeOR and LASVA are supported. Shotcut features include multi-track editing, allowing video to be assembled from fragments in various source formats, eliminating the need for prior import or re-encoding. Built-in tools are available for creating screencasts, processing webcam images, and receiving streaming video. The code is written in C++ using the Qt framework and is distributed under the GPLv3 license. Pre-built builds are available for Linux as AppImage and Snap. Midnight Commander 6.0.3, a console file manager, has been released. It is a fork of GNU Midnight Commander 4.8.33, expanded with panel plugin support, and comes with a built-in MCTerm PTY terminal. The integrated panel plugin framework in MC6 allows panels to display not only file systems, but also containers, Git repositories, databases, and remote storage objects. The project's code is written in C and distributed under the GPLv3 Plus license. Ready-to-use packages are available for Debian and Ubuntu, Fedora and RHEL, as well as Arch Linux in deb, RPM, and package.tar.zst formats. An e-build for installation via a local overlay is also provided for Gen2. The release includes plugins for working with archives, FTP/SFTP/FTPS, Samba, Git, Docker, Kubernetes, MongoDB, and S3-compatible storage. The plugins support standard file operations, redesigned archive support based on Live Archive, speeds up processing of large archives by anywhere from tens to hundreds of times. FFmpeg 9.0 multimedia package has been released. It includes a set of applications and a collection of libraries for working with various multimedia formats, recording, converting, and decoding audio and video formats. The package is written in C and is distributed under the LGPL and GPL licenses. The MP4 Media Container Packer now supports the LCEVC format, which adds an additional metadata layer on top of standard codecs to improve video quality. Rhythmbox 3.5, a music player developed by the GNOME project with an eye on iTunes, has been released. Rhythmbox supports music collection management tools, provides automatic podcast downloads, allows listening to internet radio, offers plugin-based extensions, supports downloading albums from audio services, and includes tools for synchronizing and copying music between MTP-enabled devices and USB drives. The project's code is written in C and distributed under the GPLv2 license. A new plugin for managing podcast subscriptions has been introduced, supporting episode synchronization via the gpodder.net API. The first release of the Shitty Terminal Emulator has been published. The author describes it as, quote, a serious terminal emulator with a silly name, end quote. The project is written in C++23 with a bundled libstd which requires std equals C++26 and is distributed under a dual MIT and GPL 3.0 license. Mac OS and Linux are supported, and AI Assistant is in development. The project emphasizes low latency, fast startup, and predictable resource consumption. Terminal state is handled on the CPU, and rendering is performed through Vulkan-based backends on Linux and Metal on Mac OS without the need for a third-party graphics toolkit. In performance testing, Shitty outputs 100 megabytes of ASCII via the terminal, outperforming Alacrity, Kitty, and Ghost TTY. On random bytes with invalid UTF-8, the performance gap with Alacrity is even more noticeable. Mesa 26.2.0, the open-source implementation of the Vulkan OpenGL, OpenGL-ES, and OpenCL APIs, has been released. The first release of the Mesa 26.2.0 branch is experimental. After the code has been fully stabilized, the stable version 26.2.1 will be released. This version added support for a whole bunch of Vulkan extensions. Triblix 41, a distribution based on the Illumos project, has been released. The project continues to develop the kernel, network stack, file systems, drivers, libraries, and core system utilities for OpenSolaris. The project strives to preserve the classic retro style of Solaris while using modern software versions. The kernel and command line tools are borrowed from Illumos, while everything else is rebuilt using its own build system. SVR4 packages are used for software distribution. XFCE, Mate, and Enlightenment are offered as graphical environments. The new version includes porting vulnerability fixes from the Illumos project and updating software versions. The new PCT Gemini package has also been added. The Denial Project is developing an open-source compositing server based on the Wayland protocol, notable for its integration of a UI rendering engine based on the Flutter framework. Unlike traditional solutions in which Flutter applications run on top of a window manager, embedding Flutter in the compositing server allows it to be used directly for rendering all elements of the user environment, creating animations, and arranging windows. The project is currently in public alpha testing. The code is written in Dart and Rust and is licensed under the GPL v3 Plus license. The OpenAI Codex AI Assistant is used in development. Features such as multi-monitor output, a built-in notification system, independent volume control for each window, screen locking, and support for XDG desktop portals for screen recording and broadcasting are implemented. Hot Reload is supported for user interface development, as is the use of Flutter Inspector utilities and the use of browser-built web developer tools for debugging. The Mount TUI project has been published. It develops an interactive text interface for viewing and mounting local block devices, as well as connecting network resources via the SMB/CIFS protocol. The program is written in Rust using the Ratatouille and CrossTerm libraries and is distributed on the Apache 2.0 license. Mount TUI lists disks and partitions with their file system, size, mount point, and additional device information. It supports list filtering, viewing pseudo file systems, mounting and unmounting partitions, and changing the mount point and mount options. The Mount TUI utility can be run as a regular user. Ubuntu developers have released LightDM 1.33.0, a display manager used in Linux Mint, Lubuntu, Xubuntu, and Ubuntu Mate. LightDM provides a background process for running display servers and modules with a graphical login interface, as well as for user authentication via PAM and remote desktop connections. The project is noted for its low memory footprint. The code is written in C and distributed under the GPL license. This version adds Qt6 support to the liblightdm-qt library designed for developing graphical login screens. Qt5 support remains an option. Bug fixes accumulated over the past 4 years have been included, along with performance optimizations. The Nix Packages core team announced its disbandment. The team coordinated work on the Nix Packages package repository used in the Nix OS distribution and also performed tasks such as resolving disagreements between maintainers and approving new contributors. The primary reason cited for the core team's dissolution was burnout among its members due to the heavy management and routine workload, which distracted them from direct development. The core team has experienced a high attrition rate due to the high workload, but only one member responded to the call to join, and maintaining the current team prove challenging. Diet Pi 10.6, a distribution for single-board PCs based on ARM and RISC-V architectures, has been released. The distribution is built on Debian and is available in builds for over 50 boards. Diet Pi can also be used to create compact environments for virtual machines and regular x86-64 PCs. Builds for these boards are smaller in size compared to Raspberry Pi OS and Armbian. This release added support for the Orange Pi 4 Pro and the Orange Pi 03W boards based on the Allwinner A733 SoC. The provided builds use the Linux 6.6 kernel and Xunlong's U-Boot. They added support for Odroid M1, M1S, and M2 boards based on Rockchip RK3568, RK3500, RK3566 and RK3588 SoCs. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll be back next week.